You're listening to SBS News.
It's well over a week since Cyclone Idai passed through Mozambique, Zimbabwe and Malawi, leaving hundreds dead, hundreds more missing and tens of thousands homeless. Now the World Health Organization is warning that Mozambique faces a second disaster from cholera and other diseases. Red Cross Portugal Emergency Coordinator Gonçalo Gonçalves Orfao says they are aware of the potential dangers.
It's involving, it's an urban area, but it's a poor urban area, so it's expected any spread disease will spread more easily in this zone. That's why it's important to have a good medical staff here, so you can be alert for any kind of the disease and control it in the beginning.
Authorities say cholera will break out as more than a quarter of a million displaced people shelter in camps with little or no clean water or sanitation. Many wells were contaminated by the floods. One displacement camp near the airport in Beira is getting more crowded every day, with hundreds now living in close proximity to each other in emergency shelters. Local people like Isabel Moehanga say they are worried that diseases will start to break out.
This can cause diseases, of course. Even my daughter. She's been sick for 2 weeks. I recently took her to the hospital.
Gonçalo Gonçalves Orfao says it's already a race against time.
Obviously, we are looking for malaria, cholera, but you can also have leptospirosis and a normal virus infection that we have to distinguish between them and know if they are infectious emergent or not.
A special task force of Portuguese Marines known as Fusileiros have been sent from Lisbon to provide aid on the ground in the worst-hit parts of Mozambique, a former Portuguese colony where many Portuguese people still live. Graça Machel, the former Mozambican First Lady and former First Lady of South Africa, says it's time for the international community to take immediate action.
There's still a lot of work to be done. So I acknowledge there's a huge effort, to meet the needs. But now perhaps because the water is also receding, now it's time really to get the assistance flowing in proportion to the needs.
The United Nations has issued an emergency appeal for $282 million for the next 3 months, saying that around 1.8 million people in Mozambique need urgent help after the cyclone. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that's just a start.
The death toll across the three countries is at least 700, but with hundreds still missing. And the devastation has affected an estimated 3 million people, nearly two-thirds of them in Mozambique. At least 1 million children need urgent assistance, and this number may well grow. We fear that whole villages have been washed away in places we have yet to reach.
Many more bodies are expected to be found as floodwaters drain away, and the likelihood of the outbreak of deadly diseases can only increase. Secretary General Guterres says Cyclone Idai is one of the worst weather-related catastrophes in the history of Africa, and he says such weather disasters will only increase as climate change continues.
Let me also underscore that Cyclone Idai was an uncommonly fierce and prolonged storm, yet another alarm bell about the dangers of climate change, especially in vulnerable, at-risk countries. Such events are becoming more frequent, more severe and devastating, and more widespread, and these will only get worse if we do not act now.
So far, only 2% of the amount the UN says it needs has been funded. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.